This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. A check-in with Steve Woods from Days Creek Charter School. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about how the school year is going down there in Days Creek.
School year is going fantastic. It's so great having the kids in person learning and being able to do all the things we normally get to do with our athletics and assemblies and events. And we have a lot of cool things coming up as well.
So tell people, if they're not familiar, a little bit more about Days Creek and about being a charter school.
Yeah, Days Creek is located about 12 miles east of Seven Feathers, exit there, exit 90, 98, 99, you get that exit. And we're a charter school district. We're actually one of a few charter school districts in the state of Oregon, one of the very first ones that was established. And what that does, it allows us to broaden our area as far as number of students that can come to us. And we get to do a little bit more with, have a little more latitude with the teachers that we hire.
And how many students do you have enrolled right now?
You know, we're at close to an all-time high in the last 10 years anyway. We have about 220 kids this year, which is up about 20 students. So, you know, we're experiencing really good growth.
And what grade levels do you cover?
We have K-12.
And so obviously a small amount of kids in a large number of grades, and it's all at one facility, right?
It is, and it's kind of cool because the older kids get to come down there and be mentors to the younger kids. We have, like you said, different assemblies, and we match them up, and it's a real positive thing. We are on one campus, different buildings, but being on one campus makes that more feasible.
And how many staff do you have?
We have about 40 total faculty, staff, admin, some, you know, part-time, full-time.
So a lot going on down there. For folks that aren't as familiar with the Days Creek area, what's sort of the uniqueness of being out there in a more rural area?
Yeah, very rural, a lot of ranchers, farmers. You know, the city really, if you call it that, you know, consists of a post office, a general store, and we've got a couple churches in the area, and then, of course, the fire department. So that's pretty much the, it's a wide range, though. We go up through Tiller and Drew and Milo. That's kind of an area there, and you know, we have the beautiful South Umpqua Rivers running right in our backyard there by the football field. So, you know, our kids get to go out there and get some hands-on learning. It's a pretty unique situation.
And how far away do some of the kids come from?
You know, we have kids that come all the way from, of course, north of Myrtle Creek, down just north of Grants Pass, actually, in Azalea. So we've got a wide range. We have different bus routes, and some of the kids ride, you know, a good 30, 35 minutes to get here.
What about staffing this year? That seems to be a challenge for every school district around.
It really is, because of the COVID mandates and things. When you have to go into quarantine and things like that, that's put a little pressure on you. We've been fortunate in our budgeting to be able to build in some in-house subs, to where we have them show up every day, whether we need them or not. And so that's helped with the students knowing them and the continuity of teaching. So that's something that we've been able to do. But, you know, we're moving into the winter months, and, you know, there's all kinds of scenarios out there that might impact how we serve our kids.
For the kids, how are they doing with coping with everything in the last 18 months?
You know, students are so resilient, and, you know, particularly when you start talking about your older students, you know, that social interaction is so, so important for them. And, you know, some of the kids that were maybe a little more, you know, we called knuckleheads early on, you know, when we went into that distance learning mode, man, they've come back, and they're just so excited to be here and see their friends, and, you know, they're doing great.
What about future planning? What are some things out there that you would like to do at some point?
Yeah, well, and I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, one of the things that we've just finished doing was paid with a grant money. We did a long-term plan and facilities review. And, actually this Monday we're going to come present that, but the board meeting. But we're really wanting to add a second gym, maybe a little cafetorium, because our cafeteria is something that we like to expand a little bit. That's something. But we have some cool events that we're trying to get involved in, the community involved. So we have we're having a turkey trot on November 19th that we'd love for anyone to want to come out here and do a little 5K with us. We've built a little trail and we're just trying to involve the community, because we realize that the school is really the biggest thing about our community. So there are funerals. We had a funeral here last Saturday. We've had weddings on campus. You know, this is the place where people come to the community to meet, and we want it to be very inviting and have them participate in how we grow and what we do in the future.
So what time of day is that turkey trot?
You know, that turkey trot on the 19th starts out in the morning. And, you know, anybody that wants us to send them a form, we can do that. Or you can check our website out. There's links to the turkey trot there. But, yeah, it'd be awesome. We're doing a fun walk as well. So if you're not a runner, you can just come out and bring the dog and go for a little walk.
Now, how many years have you been there?
This is my fourth year.
And how do you think it's going? What's it like in comparison to other places you've worked?
Well, you know, again, you kind of hit it early on in that it's a small rural community. There are four or five generations of families that come through here. You know, that's a very unique situation. Everybody knows everyone. With that, that could be good, and there can be some challenges there as well. Because kind of like a family. But because it's a family, we're really in tune with what's happening with kids and students, our parents. And so we have really good support when it comes to our Christmas. We do a Christmas bazaar where we give away free Christmas presents, clothes drive all the time. So, you know, everyone cares about each other. And so it's really a special place.
All right, Steve Woods of Dace Creek Charter School. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'd like, again, invite anyone to come down, visit anytime. We're having our athletics full swing, starting our basketball, winter sports is happening. And it's just really great to have people here on campus and seeing what we're doing and cheering for the kids.
All right, Steve, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.